Hi, welcome to Leader Feeder. I'm Suzanne Jakes, Marketing Coordinator at Unique Training and Development, and I'm here today with Kirk Lankford, General Manager of our company. How are you today, Kirk?
I'm good. How are you doing, Suzanne?
Not too bad.
Good.
So I wanted to pick your brain about on-the-job training. And what is on-the-job training?
Yeah, it's usually good to start with the definition, right? So on-the-job training, Suzanne, is essentially training that doesn't happen in a classroom or some sort of setting where the learners are whisked away to a training setting or a training room or some online platform or computer, right? On-the-job training, it literally means it's on the job. So whether it's on the shop floor, on the production floor, whatever it might be, that's where the training is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So often it might even happen, you know, on the line while things are still moving. That's the idea behind on-the-job training. No being whisked away or anything. We're doing it right on site.
Right. So how would that actually affect learners on the floor if they're on the production line trying to learn? Would that slow things down? Like how is that gonna help production, or
how's
that gonna
question.
Make things work?
It's neat that you mentioned, will it slow things down? Because I think in fact, in a lot of scenarios, on the job training speeds things up.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is if you have a number of people on the production line or on the floor, generally speaking, you can only take so many of them off the floor at a given time because you have to keep production going. Right? So if you have to take away half of your workforce because there's a training seminar or a training session, how do you keep the production line going? That can be really challenging for supervisors and for an organization in general. So what on-the-job training allows us to do is to continue production, usually at kind of full speed that we were going before, but also have a training situation or environment. So actually, instead of slowing it down, now, you know, it might slow things down specifically between that one person that's training someone else, because for them, say they're doing quality checks, they might have to slow down a bit to really show the person what to look for when they're doing a quality check, for example.
Right.
But generally speaking, it keeps things moving better. Because there's less disruption to the line, less disruption to the process.
Well, that's interesting. So you're not pulling people away from the line. So that is one benefit. Are there multiple other benefits to this?
Yeah, there are. One of the other, I think, big benefits. So as you know, obviously you work here, we do leadership training in manufacturing. And with our training, we generally don't do on-the-job training, right? For us, people are pulled away, they're brought into the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the nice things about that is, of course, we get their attention and we get their sort of time and focus, which is a good thing when it comes to training, obviously. And we're teaching leadership training, and so it's not quite the same as necessarily teaching them how to use a new machine or a new piece of equipment. But the downside is that a lot of these learners that we're working with haven't spent a lot of time sitting in classrooms. They don't have sedentary jobs, which means they don't sit at a desk for eight hours. And so for them to sit in a classroom, you know, for even sometimes 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours,
that could be daunting.
It's hard because they start getting fidgety because they're like, I'm not used to sitting around all day. And so one of the other benefits of on-the-job training is it's an environment, an atmosphere that they're already more familiar with and more comfortable with, and it allows them to not be kind of stuck in the classroom at the desk, as it were. They get to be kind of moving around and have a bit more mobility, which is a benefit.
So what are some methods of on-the-job training?
Yeah. Good question. There's a lot. You could do a Google search and find all sorts of different ones. Probably the one that I'll mention and the one that's the most familiar to people is what we call training within industry. And that came about during World War II in the United States. Essentially, what was happening is all of these people who had previously worked in factories or kind of facilities and plants, they were shipped off to go to war, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to find a way to really quickly train new people on these tasks, whether it was building airplanes or building munitions or machinery or equipment, that had to be not only made quickly, but also then people had to be trained quickly in order to get them up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they developed this approach, this method that's now again called Training Within Industry, or TWI. And it was a way to make a consistent, standardized method, but also a comprehensive and thorough method. And so it involves several steps. It's called, one of the pieces of it is called job instruction, which is kind of, I think that's the most similar thing we think of when we think of sort of on-the-job training. And it just allows you to, for example, break down and plan. So the first thing is think about, what am I actually training this person on? What do they already know?
Right.
What will they need to know? So I have to write out instructions for what I'm teaching them.
Yeah.
And then it's an approach that is not just sort of, okay, here's what you do, you're done. It's, I'm going to show you. I'm going to explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm then going to show you again. I'm then going to have you do it. and explain, or rather, you try it and explain it to me, and then we're going to keep checking until you get it right.
So, it's this, really this is good, something that you teach the leaders or plant managers, mm-hmm. and then you get them to do this breakdown sheet to then do with their team members.
Yeah, you could certainly do it that way. So we can teach them, okay, here's the training training within industry job instruction method, right, mm-hmm. for teaching them a new task on the floor. And then they can use that, to teach their team members, for example. Yeah,
okay, interesting. Right. And that all comes from World War One, you said?
World War Two.
World War Two.
Yeah, that's right.
World War Two. Interesting. Yeah. So say we want to be able to measure the return of investment. Like ROI, like mm-hmm. how would you measure something like that? Like that must be hard to measure training.
Mm-hmm.
And right? Like you have leaders who come in, they learn something, they want to make sure that, so is it production? Mm-hmm. Like what would you put a number on mm-hmm. so that you'd be able to measure that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's the golden question. There's the golden ticket. So if you know the answer, you let me know and we'll be very, very rich.
We'll Google it together.
Yeah, that's right. No, I mean, there are certain ways to measure it. Like anything with training, it can be difficult to actually measure what specific ROI did this particular training method or this new initiative mm-hmm. bring to us, right? Because mm-hmm. say, for example, I'll move a little bit away from on-the-job training for a minute, and you know, say you did something on conflict management. First, you'd have to have a sense of how much money is conflict costing our company to begin with before you can really measure how much better the company is doing that return on investment now that we've trained our people on mm-hmm. conflict management, mm-hmm. right? So, but when we think about something like on-the-job training, we are usually talking about more concrete skills, okay, more technical skills. Certainly, you could teach something like conflict management or how to give effective feedback or how to communicate more effectively. You can certainly teach those in an on-the-job setting, but it's not the typical thing we're doing when we do on-the-job training, okay?
Okay.
So, one of the ways, for example, or let me give you an example of how you could measure the ROI. If you're noticing that before you were pulling people off the line had to be stopped in order to train them on this new mm-hmm. machine or on this new piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
If you move to an on-the-job training method where production doesn't have to stop, then right away part of your ROI calculation would be, okay, before we were stopped for an hour or 2 hours or 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
now we're not stopped at all. So already part of the return on investment is how much were we able to create and produce because we didn't have to shut down the line at all.
Right.
So that's just one example of where you could say there's definite ROI, a measurable ROI. So at the end of the day, there's a number of ways that you could measure ROI mm-hmm. with something like on-the-job training. But I think one of the biggest pieces is looking at what was able to continue, or, you know, was there production we didn't have to stop because we did it on the job, on the floor,
right,
instead of pulling people away, you know, into a classroom or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, well, interesting. Mm-hmm. Good tips.
Mm-hmm.
Good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Another question that I had, and probably the final one for today, you were talking about earlier the benefits mm-hmm. of on-the-job training,
mm-hmm.
and it was mainly focused on company. What mm-hmm. are some of the benefits on the employee side that you can come from on-the-job training?
Yeah. So there are a couple of benefits. I mean, one of the things I mentioned was that a lot of employees that might work in a factory or manufacturing setting might not be used to, again, sitting in a classroom for long periods of time. And so having on-the-job training allows them to be in an environment that they might feel more comfortable with, that's not the same as just sitting there trying to take notes on a process. Instead, they're kind of put right into the process, and
mm-hmm.
it's essentially that learn by doing mentality, right? So the first part is that it's something it's a learning setting that they're more familiar with and a little bit more perhaps engaging than sitting in a classroom could
be.
Okay, so that's one. I think the other one I would say is that when we think about how we normally organize training, okay? So you're my new employee and I know I need to train you on a specific task.
Mm-hmm.
I might either wait until I have a bunch of people that need training on that task. If I'm going to have to pull you out of a classroom, I'm going to have to bring in a trainer, you know, whether it's an internal trainer in the company or an external trainer.
No.
I might wait until I have a class to make it worth my while, right? So that can be difficult because maybe you want to get training on something basically right away. It would be beneficial for you to do that right away. If I do the more traditional method of classroom training, I might say, well, I need to wait until I have a class of people to do it. And so the downside is that you end up waiting and not necessarily getting that training as quickly as you would have liked.
And then kind of everyone kind of suffers
That's
a
right.
little bit more, right?
With on-the-job training, it can be, we don't have to wait. right? With on-the-job training, we don't have to say, well, I got to wait for six more people that need to learn that equipment. Instead, right. It's like, hey, tomorrow we're going to take a part of your shift and we're going to work, we're going to move you to that machine mm-hmm. and we're going to show you how to operate that machine in real time. So you're going to shadow someone and they're going to show you how to use that piece of equipment. So you're not waiting days or weeks or months like you might have to in a more traditional learning setting.
Right. Yep.
So on-the-job training provides us with that ability to do it right in the moment. And as an employee, you're not left kind of feeling like, oh, how long am I going to have to wait to learn this new skill or, you know, work on this new ability.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Kirk. I love picking your brain about different topics. So yeah, thanks for chatting today about on-the-job training. And
my pleasure.
Till next time.
Yeah. Take care.